The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
I'm Haryanto Diman, coming to you live from the Straits Times newsroom. Like a scene from a movie, a labyrinth leads to a secret lair. In this instance, it is a network of canals that lead to a hideout where suspected illegal immigrants call home. For 2 months, the Straits Times team combed the drains and searched for the man with an unusual travel network. These canal networks in the northern part of Singapore have been a passage for suspected illegal immigrants to avoid detection from the authorities. The Straits Times team found one home. Among the items were a king-size mattress, 8 plastic chairs, a table next to a cooking and washing area, and a makeshift cabinet to store food and luggage. They also managed to speak briefly to the occupants of the hideout when they returned, before scrambling off. Now we have senior correspondent Zaihan Mohamad Yusof, who is part of the team, to share more with us. Hi, Zai.
Hello.
Now, Zai, if you could first let us know, how do you first find out about these drain walkers?
Well, in October last year, my colleague Soloan had shown us a photograph that was given to her of a man walking in a drain near Woodlands Road, just the top of the head. And we were curious because a few months prior, we did a story about this flyover in Tsinghua, where there was a group of foreigners living in a forest over there. So these are two separate areas, separated by drains of maybe about distance of about 3.5 kilometers. So it made us curious. We wanted to find out who these people were.
And could you describe the investigation process? So what did you find out, and who really are these people?
Well, for the 2 months, we sat a lot beside the drain, you know, close to the drains to observe. And we noticed for a few weeks, there was a traffic, usually in the late afternoons and so on. And we decided to move our observation position, and we came almost face to face with two of them. They appeared to have come back from grocery shopping with their plastic bags and so on. So they were surprised by us. We were surprised by them. But because of that day, I remember that day, it's December 27th, we lost them, but we found them maybe about an hour later in their camp. We followed the drains, and it led us to their camp. So it is not only one hideout. There are several hideouts along the way, smaller ones. You can see like coffin-like structures, you know, basically hiding like mattresses and so on. So it's quite discreet.
Yeah. And do you manage to speak to these people?
Yeah, I did. But unfortunately, I think they were afraid of us initially. There were four of them at this one penthouse hideout. Yeah. They scrambled down this steep slope. I was so worried for their safety because it's a two-story drop. But yeah, they spoke to us from there, saying that they are Malaysians and that they just arrived in the area, which is not true. We've been photographing them for about 2 months. Yeah, so we lost them, but now we knew where they were. You know, it makes me wonder, like, you know, this is so close to a HDB estate, within less than 80 meters.
Yeah.
And there's one more small hideout, less than 60 meters.
Right. Yeah, Zai, on that, right, I mean, it's not only about tracking down these people and uncovering their hideouts, but it is also a matter of safety for the residents in the area.
Correct. Because, you see, this small drain in near Woodlands Road, it leads all the way to Segar Road, and from there you can either choose to go to Mandai or to Bukit Timah Hill via the forest trails. Yeah. In the evenings when we were doing our observation, we can see lone joggers, female joggers. This is about close to seven, where it's almost dark. And sometimes we see lone photographers or so on. We don't know why they are there, why they're hiding out, but it makes you wonder if, you know, anything bad can happen. Should they be desperate? I don't know. So I think one thing is to raise the awareness that there are people living in forested areas, in the drains and so on. And another thing is the trash that was left behind. We can tell that some of the trash, the rubbish pile, are new, but some have been there long enough. They're discolored and so on. So maybe these hideouts have been used by different batches of suspected illegal immigrants or so on. So we do not know that. But there are many concerns there, you know.
Right. And Zai, having said that, what's going to happen now to these hideouts and the people? Are they still, you know, undetected? Do we know anything? Any updates on that?
Well,
you reported to the authorities as well while you were doing this investigation.
We reported the first time we saw them at their camp. That was in late December. So, yeah, you know, but you have to understand these guys are very fast. They are familiar with the terrain. They can disappear just like that. And the network of drains, my God, they lead everywhere. So I would think there would be some challenges involved if you were to mount an operation because their playground is very big. Yeah, but we know that the authorities have removed items that they have found at these camps, or some of them, like a mattress in the drain, that has been removed. But it remains to be seen if they will return to this area because it's such a choice location, you know, right. Easy to hide, easy to disappear, yet close enough to a HDB estate.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Zai, for coming on to share more on this piece that you and our colleague as well, Solwan, who have worked on. Now, for more on the story, and of course, there's an interactive graphic on it as well, and a video, you can check it out on our Straits Times website.